Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Okay, so now this is the measured Drew Dina response that I can get down with. Ticket sales determine who hosts the game between the winner of the Kentucky region and the Louisville region. Now I can calm down and I can jump outside of my abnormally irrational sports opinions and say, okay, now if you got legit ticket sales matchup, I can do the Bellarmine Louisville thing and I can be comfortable with it.
Right.
Because there's a purpose for it.
Right.
Again, I sat over there and I watched Davenport push Rick Pitino's really good teams all the way to the wire. I've always been I'm like that. Like I said, I don't like the Moorheads, the Easterns, the Westerns, like
the pesky mid majors.
Yeah, in state.
Yeah,
insane glaze over in-state smaller schools' eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had that glaze, and I've looked at that, you know, the glaze in your eyes. It's not the same humans.
Right.
Yeah, like when they get their...
So it's a battle for the state.
It's not even that. It's not even that. Okay, when you're at Murray, you're at Murray State, you got a good basketball team. You got a couple of guys on the Murray State team that didn't qualify, so they couldn't go to Louisville. They got looked over. There was a guy from state championships teams that had a teammate that went to Kentucky
or Louisville or something.
Right. So they're just on the outside. They weren't, you know, they were two inches too short.
Right.
You know, instead of, you know, they're 5'11 instead of 6'1.5.
Right.
That was the difference between blah, blah, blah. And so when you see those guys, you know what I'm saying, the ultimate chip on your shoulder, you're talented enough to be a problem, you know, it's like, yeah, people don't realize just how close the gap is, you know, on teams like that. And then you get a, okay, like, I don't want to play against seven guys that played under Davenport for 4 years.
Nope. That is going to be disciplined. Yeah.
I don't want to play, you know, my team made the state tournament probably two times in history, and one of my teams was one of them, right? And when my high school team played in a nighttime jailhouse league, right? In Clarksville, Tennessee, my high school team. So imagine the parents that would come over there to see.
Oh, geez.
Patrick.
Right.
And Johnny. Meet over on that side of town at 11:30 at night. But they used to come watch the games, you know, it was all good. But just that much playing together in season, out of season, you know, it's like, no, they're going to be joining. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying I recognize the threats before I, oh man, who are going to be in the championship? Huh?
Yeah, whoa. Let's let the cake bake a little bit here now.
Let's just make sure we have a respectful appreciation for if that team. A texter, I'm sorry, I lost the text in particular, but a texter did attempt to give me. It says Bellarmine roster, from what I can find on their on a Twitter account, Eberhard, AJ, let's see. AJ Packer, Antonio Ballard, Alex Cook, Dylan Penn.
Ooh. He's fresh out too.
Vance Hall, Jeremy. I would not want to play seven guys who are rollovers under Coach Davenport.
And who are, I think, all under 30. I could be wrong.
Probably under 26.
I mean, even younger.
What's the prime athletic window to you?
They said that you're
Texas,
usually
38, 31, 93, 9. What is your do you think you hit the do you hit your prime athletic window earlier or later?
A little bit later.
Because you have to measure in the fact it's like your injuries take a toll on you, so that, but your mind sharpens, but your mind has to match your body movements.
Right.
Everything has to be linked up. So what? So you were saying a study. I'm sorry.
I just saw this factoid or whatever, and it said that most people are in the best shape of their life when they're 24. And it stood out to me because 24 is my lucky number. But I didn't get into the best shape of my life until I was like 25, 26. And then after that, I just kind of got a little bit lazy. I was still in okay shape at 27, and then it's been just a downward trend.
So you say you were a little late?
Yeah, I would say, because I was like working out like 2-3 times a day. I was flirting with going to try out for some really, really crappy minor league hockey.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to learn how to fight. Honest to God. Like, that was like, I needed to learn how to fight, and I never brought myself to learn how to fight. So that's one
like
of my
hockey fight or
yeah, that's one of my biggest regrets was I just needed to learn how to punch people in the face and take a punch. And I would have gone to these tryouts, probably not made it, but there were kids that were in the league that I played in that were playing in this league. So I was like, well, at least there's a chance that maybe I can do it. But
okay.
That was like 25, 26.
25, 26.
Yeah.
What do you think most people would say that?
Yeah, I mean, well, just look at professional athletes.
Texter says
I think
24 to 30.
I think professional athletes are in their prime from 27 to 30 because that's where the experience factor comes in. They have their grown man strength. Hopefully they're not bitten by the injury bug. They might not be as explosive as they were when they were 23 to 24, but they make up for it in experience and strength.
In pros, it's got to be 27, right?
I would.
26.
I mean, I'm looking at NBA. NBA, I feel like, and maybe there's like a LeBron factor here.
Yeah, your body explosion, probably 26, 27.
I would say an NBA athlete, their prime is 27 to 32, I think.
And your skill set, I think.
Yeah.
Texas says 22-25. Why do you say 22-25? Recovery.
That's a major thing.
22-25, I do think your recovery is where you're.
Dude, your recovery is insane.
Okay, I want you to type this in. NCAA approves cannabis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, during the commercial break, caller Casey called in.
Okay.
Said it's a vanity. That's what.
A vanity. I did get that. I don't think it's vanity, though. I think boudoir or something boudoir. Like that.
See, I don't know if like boudoir is more like for clothes, but yeah, like, you know, vanity, boudoir. We know what we're trying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, right.
We know what we're trying to say.
Point being, my whole point to that story is being very defensive and being or proactive,
right,
to protecting your assets,
right. Consent form, confiscated phones.
Not NDA.
NDA, right.
Which is what protects.
I would get a consent form too.
Consent form, or yeah, right. Because NDA is just you won't talk about it.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah, but consent form makes sure that everything's on the up and up. I would have both. I would have a consent form in every bedroom.
And then it's like, yeah, right. Now, how do you protect yourself?
I mean,
because the camera's not in trouble because you know you didn't. Consent to, I got cameras in every room.
Right.
In some states, you got to let people know.
Right. That they're being filmed. Yeah. Which I feel is only fair. A little bit. I mean, you know.
It's my place.
Yeah. But, you know, it depends on where you put the cameras. You know, that mm-hmm. some of them are way creepier than others. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I have it right here.
I'm listening.
The NCAA Division I Council.
I'm listening.
Removes cannabis from the banned drug list.
Roll another.
Yeah. Oh, what a great, what a day to be alive.
Who
if you're a college athlete, you're getting paid. You can smoke or ingest. I mean, is there a better person like to be right now than a Division I basketball or football player?
Who is the angriest about this rule being passed?
Anybody who graduated? Like, I would say no. The guys who graduated last season.
Who is the angriest? Who is the angriest? Pull that down because I'm.
My bad.
There has to be some people, you know, without putting names on, there has to be some people right now.
I mean, there's a couple of Cardinals that come to mind immediately. I'm not going to say their names.
All over the world.
Oh, God. I mean, how many of your teammates?
I lost some fallen soldiers.
That's what I'm saying.
I lost some soldiers to the cannabis. Oh, man. But I don't know. A lot of people got through the cracks. For quite some time.
Allegedly. No. This is all alleged. What did you see maybe back in the day for guys to get it out of their system?
No. During my time, they only tested it in a tournament.
Oh, okay. So you were good.
Yeah, you were good.
Allegedly.
Okay. If you got caught,
right,
you were going to have to test.
Right.
And then you were going to have to be in the treatment program.
Right.
And the treatment program was, can I say his name? Is that okay to say the treatment guy's name?
I mean,
he was the treatment guy. Ted Strader.
Okay.
Right. So if you got caught, which means dormitory, plea, you know, dormitory
gets
through.
Yeah.
Or you get pulled over. If you caught if you got a certified charge, mm-hmm. you're gonna get in trouble, of course, you know, whatever coaches could decide to do, whatever your punishment is. You gotta go meet with Ted Strader, right? So you would have to, let's say you would have to meet twice a week for a month or something, right?
Okay.
Maybe 2-3 times a week for a month. And he was like one of those Bob Ross kind of guys, you know what I'm saying? So imagine doing drug treatment program
with a guy who probably did drugs.
With just extra cool, just, hey, you do realize that, you know, marijuana is a gateway drug. You know, we get it, you're young. Just imagine 1 hour of that. two or three times a week, and you just like, oh my God, like, I'm sorry. You know?
Promise, I will do it again.
Yeah, and listen, so, and of course, we as teammates, we were, hey man, so-and-so, you gotta go meet Ted Strader.
Oh God, yeah. That had to just be, you get roasted.
The funnest part of the day is knowing that somebody has to go meet with Ted Strader at 6 o'clock. And when this practice is over and we all get ready to go do this, it's like, you got your meeting to go to.
Would you intentionally maybe see some people to that?
What do you mean?
That would partake while somebody was there just out of the sheer irony of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, Nikki. That was the ultimate funny to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody may have partake.
Yeah.
And you're laughing at the person that got caught partaking.
Right.
So, yeah. No, it's funny.
So, in honor of them, you burn one down.
What are we about to go do?
Right, exactly. You have fun at your meeting. Did you get for getting caught?
You damn junkie.
You damn junkie.
No, it's terrible. But, yeah, point being, did the NCAA wait? Wait a minute. Texas says I matured late. Did the NCAA wait too late?
I mean, of course.
What's that really? I was going to say, like I said, I don't know how they do another sport, so I don't.
Yeah. Honestly, like with the whole cannabis thing.
Does football even get tested?
I don't even know.
Did they ever get tested? Somebody, ex-football player, tell me what y'all tested.
I thought they were starting to allow it more because they realized that it helps with, like, pain.
Yeah, pain
and
management.
It's way better than...
You start getting the lawsuits from all the Vicodins and...
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, when they were... I mean, dude, do you...
The damage.
I'm trying to remember... Well, okay, like, when you played, were they handing those things out like candy?
Oh,
because when I played
painkiller stuff,
I had an entire bag of it that my mom did one of the best parenting things ever. She took it from me and flushed it.
The Vioxx, like I said, Vioxx was a test, was like a test Advil, supposed to be like a super strength Advil. Right. They threw those out. It was.
I had. Vioxx. What was it? It was. God, I can't remember the name of it.
But yeah, the pain management.
It wasn't. I had Valium, and I can't remember what the other one was. But I had it in like every dosage you needed. Like, and it was just from, you know, hey, I think I cracked my collarbone. Texas, hey, I think
Ooh, Texas says Dabo Sweeney is pumped. For the longest, I thought that's how Oregon was getting. Like, Oregon wasn't testing,
right?
And people were just like, go to Oregon.
Yeah,
I thought that's what
I mean. That is a recruiting tool. Yeah,
I thought that was giving their football team a leg up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never even thought of the recruiting implications of if you have it legal in your state.
Yeah, and it's like, do you sell it? Do you sell that in a recruiting thing? But I guess now it doesn't matter. But I did wonder if Oregon. Sold the idea that it's legalized out here, because it was legal out there
pretty early. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it was, they were what, in like the second or third batch of states after, like, Colorado was first, obviously, and then I thought they were. Am I talking out my butt? I thought they were the first state.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I thought they were the first state that legalized it, and then I thought Oregon was maybe in
you
the second
You could not be
or third.
A neighboring state and not.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, truly. Like, man, and they do not give a blank about it out there. It is.
So my dad said.
It is unbelievable. I might have.
You went out west?
Yeah.
Recently, okay.
Like, and we were, you know, maybe allegedly, there were a couple of us that were stressing about bringing home a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to the point, like, we might have maybe hid it in a hockey bag. And thought that maybe that would be enough to get it through. And then one of us maybe found in their backpack at their connecting flight a bunch of joints that they forgot about that got through TSA with flying colors.
I wouldn't have the stomach for that.
They didn't mean to. They forgot they were in their backpack. And they were like, oh my God.
What a terrible way to end up in a jail out somewhere.
Right.
In somebody else's town.
Right.
Because you left something in your bag.
Right. It was like it wasn't anything nefarious. They just were like, oh my God, I forgot I had these in here.
Imagine the
police. The Denver airport didn't give a spit. God bless them.
Imagine you saying, I forgot that was in there.
Yeah, really.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm sure they've seen that movie a million times.
I know.
You know, just like I'm sure, you know, people like, you know, try to sneak bourbon on, you know, airplanes here or something like that.
Can you send watermelons and tomatoes and stuff like that?
No, yeah. Isn't there some, like, you know, like an invasive species type thing, like, you got to be careful with?
I told my dad, I said, if you're on the side of one of those Georgia roads, I was like, can you stop it? One of those real organic
yeah, right.
fruit and send them to me, please.
Yeah, because that stuff looks delicious.
I don't want them getting in trouble.
Right. No, there are rules about, like, that stuff. And I always forget, like, I think it has something to do also with bugs. Uh-huh. They want to make sure that, you know, you're not, you know, some, like, you know, hive beetle or something like that is hiding in the fruit, and then it destroys a bunch of crops here.
Or food supply.
Also.
So here's the thing. Since we're talking, I did ask, I don't know what the football ramifications were or the testing. If somebody can give me that, how was your testing? Because I didn't think they, in my years, I didn't think the testing was, let's just say, thorough. but again, with us, we knew, like I said, unless you got caught, there was nothing until the tournament. Tournament comes, they're taking four.
Tighten up. Right.
They're taking, oh, no, you knew 30 days. So, allegedly.
Right.
People knew when you hit the 30-day mark.
From the tournament. Everyone was on lockdown.
Yeah, and if you were intelligent at all.
Yeah, right.
You're just like,
you wouldn't play with fire.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Right.
Why would you do that? Is that worth the risk?
Right.
Absolutely not. Like, just go get a beer or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And when you're an athlete, you're running through that. Like, normal people need 30 days. Athletes probably need
2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say 12, 13.
Yeah.
But, again, why would you even?
Yeah, not even worth the risk. Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Okay, so Texas says, okay, let me run through these really quick. Texas says, we're going to get so many false starts. Now, that's pretty funny.
That is funny. That's pretty funny.
But coaches are going to have to, like, address this. Coaches are going to have to address what their expectations are.
Yeah. I mean, with the whole opioid thing, though, I feel like you probably owe it to some.
What speech do you give to your college student athletes about weed now? If the NCAA has
taken it off the ban list.
Oh. What do you say to your students or your student athletes?
I mean,
should it be legal for NCAA
coaches? See, I don't know. Like, I mean, I had, like, coaches that, you know, would be, I mean, they weren't even, like, fond of tobacco just because of the smoking element of it.
Right.
Like, you know, so it's not like just because I, you know, and I'm not trying to be anti-drug or anything like that, but still, smoking isn't necessarily beneficial to an athlete's cardiovascular system.
And being high.
So do you say, hey, kids, just have edibles? Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't know.
It's legal, but it's not federal legal, so you can still get in trouble.
True. Depending on what state you're in. Yeah, that's
Texas
fair.
It says Ron Cooper allegedly said it was okay for use. I'm saying allegedly, but this person's not saying allegedly.
Right.
I know, like, what do you do with that? Okay, it's a vanity. The room is a boudoir. Lady's personal room to get ready. Okay.
There we go.
Thanks for cleaning that up for me. Dabo Sweeney will benefit big. Of course, there's the natural. We have a player, very influential player from the 2014 team that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all know. Yeah. We all know.
Okay, so they got me together. Tell them you have high expectations for the season.
Wink, wink.
That's a good one. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe you just give him a window or something. You say, hey, you come in here under the influence, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's you probably treat it just like alcohol. Like, do it in your own time. Be responsible about it. Don't be a dumbass. Don't do anything illegal. Don't drive. You know, don't put your, you know, be publicly intoxicated or anything like that. But when you show up to practice, you got to be of sound mind and body. Yep. Like, I mean, seriously, like, but we're probably overthinking it. Like, just the same way you would treat alcohol. But the texter makes a good point. If the point is moo, in the words of Joey Tribbiani, if the state you're in hasn't legalized it yet, mm-hmm. you know, then at that point it's like, well, you know, just because the NCAA says it's okay doesn't mean.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, what kind of coach would I be?
Opioids scare me so much, and you know, I would probably be a coach that would look the other way a decent amount, because I do think there's medicinal purposes behind it. You know, not all winking and nudging and yuck yucks aside. You know, I'd much rather have my players using it to cope with injuries and the wear and tear of a season than taking opioids, because those things are really dangerous.
Texas says spring games should be on 420.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Let's take our last commercial break on 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a moment to give a special, special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold. Or go see Mark. He'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jefferson, Indiana, of course. Or you can give him a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Doc. Doc, you there? Did I lose you, Doc? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Doc may have tuned out for a second. He must have thought we were still on commercial break. Okay, Nikki, did you read anything from that story?
Dude, that story is insane. That is insane. The headline on the New York Post. Beachgoer looking for turtle nests on Florida beach finds bricks of cocaine worth $4 million.
Say that again, Nikki.
Beachgoer looking for turtle nests on Florida beach find bricks of cocaine worth $4 million. Wow.
Okay, Nikki.
A man scouring a North Florida beach for sea turtle nests stumbled upon more than 70 pounds of cocaine bricks, with a street value of $4 million, according to police. This immediately leads to the question, what do you do?
Okay, Nikki.
What do you do in that situation?
Texters, 38-31-93-9. You be honest. While you're thinking about that, while you're considering, and be smart about this, okay? Factor in all the pros and cons to this. $4 million in bricks of cocaine on a Florida beach. First team all ACC, and second team All American, Ashton Gelati. First team all ACC, fourth team All American, Colin Lacey. First team all ACC, defensive back Quincy Riley. Second team all ACC, Michael Gonzalez, O line. Second team all ACC, TJ Quinn. At safety, third team all ACC, Devin Neal. Okay, so these are all predictions. Fourth team all ACC, Donald Chaney. Fourth team all ACC, Renato Brown. He's going to make him pay for that disrespect. And safety, fourth team all ACC is MJ Griffith. So we got two safeties are predicted to be third and fourth all ACC. Okay, I'm listening, Nikki.
I'm trying to look up if you can get reward money for turning in drugs.
Do you get reward money
for turning in drugs? And the other thing is, I also want to look up that, can you get arrested for having, I mean, technically you're in possession of these. If I have 70 pounds of cocaine and I'm driving it to the police station to be like, here's this cocaine.
Oh my God.
And I get pulled over for running a red light. But no, you don't understand. It's not mine. I'm bringing it to you. And like, and before you know it, I'm facing 20 years.
Wait a minute. You get pulled over and your story is, I'm bringing it to you. I'm bringing it to the police station. I turn around and leave empty-handed. Listen, Texter, you beat me to the punch. I definitely thought No Country for Old Men. If you've watched that, then the answer is simple. Leave it where it is. Screw the reward. Man, what happened to all the tough? Look, I expected the tough Twitter crow. Hit the block.
I mean, the thing is, I'm staying far enough away from it, but I'm keeping an eye on it, so I don't want anyone else taking it. And while I'm doing my Google research and I'm on Reddit looking up
what's going to happen,
what drug buyback programs
they
have.
What's going to happen when you saw 40 keys and you look at the report and local WDRB says, four keys were found.
That's the other thing. Four keys of cocaine. I might not want people knowing I found that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because before I know it, knock, knock, knock. Like, hi, we're the cartel. Like, we're here for our 70 pounds of cocaine.
And
like,
we know there was more than 40 there.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like,
The police reported six.
Yeah.
Where's the rest?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's that's the other thing. Like, there is, like, the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, no. Nah.
Marcus, could you move one full kilo of cocaine?
This is, if we're being 100% honest, and we're covering all our bases here.
Have you seen No Country for Old Men?
I have. Terrific movie.
Okay.
Terrifying movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one ruins the
appeal.
Yeah,
of,
the fantasy of it.
Now, that said,
Texas is calling 911.
I do work in the service industry. And I might, maybe, allegedly, possibly, a couple people.
I know a guy that might know a guy
who could possibly flip that.
Texas says, rock it up. It depends on where you live.
I don't even want to touch it. Like, it's not like you found an 8-ball. I mean, you found 70 pounds. How much jail time is 70 pounds worth of cocaine worth? That's the other thing. How many years in jail?
Anonymous tip to the police. I don't trust anonymous tips, Lon. I'm sure you're tracing me.
Yeah, unless I find like one of the last remaining payphones. Yeah.
I'm getting a bag, then off to Mexico. Oh, they would get. Whoa.
What are the federal penalties for cocaine trafficking?
Probably unlimited.
Cocaine trafficking of 500 to 5,000 grams.
That belongs to the devil. I'm out. But this really happened.
Cocaine trafficking of 5 kilograms.
Texas
or more.
Says anonymous tip to the police. Use a payphone. You know good and well that every usable payphone has a camera right near it. You use that payphone, they go. Man, enemy of the state was 25 years ago. They got you on. They know where you are. Look, I sound like the person I hate too. They already know everything. It doesn't matter. Do we got somebody waiting?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we got people that want to weigh in on this. We got Chris and Dana.
Who do I got for Chris?
Chris.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Morgan? What's up, Nikki?
Chilling.
Hey, buddy.
Man, ain't nobody ready for that type of weight. You better leave that alone.
But listen, that ain't... Chris, this is your one shot. Your one shot.
And 4 million reasons to consider it. Like,
you'll never get another shot like this again.
Yeah. I may know someone who knows somebody. But me personally, nah, I ain't messing with it. But I can get you a really good deal on something.
Right? But look, now you're involved in the RICO case.
Man. So, yeah, and anytime you add more people to it, there ain't no getting out of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, once you add people, it's over. So you were talking about what's your prom. I mean, you got to think about this. Your freshman year of high school, you're learning. And right when you get to know what you know, you graduate. Mm-hmm. You go to college. Then your freshman year, you're learning again. Right to when you get to know what you're doing, you move on to the next level. Then you got at least 2 years of learning there. So somewhere right around 24, I think it's where you start to feel yourself. You start to be like, okay, I'm better than this young kid, and I'm quicker than this old dude.
Right.
So somewhere around the 24, 30, and then at 30, those injuries happen different. Which used to be a sprained ankle and you was playing on it, that's 2 weeks, 3 weeks now.
You're right.
Yeah, somewhere around there, it turns different. So maybe, and I was also the person who texted the athletes in action thing. This is why I'm texting. You lose meaning in texting.
Yes.
What I was saying was, your argument stands up to the point. Remember your freshman year when that senior put his hand on your hip and you were like, oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go nowhere.
No, that was Alvin Sims.
So when you play, so now when you're 30-something, like Russ, I didn't realize Russ was 33. The crack that you see that you got in when you were 24, that thing closes when you get to it now at 33. So it gets different. So like you said, but I think with adding Chris Jones – Seba only has to play maybe 10, 15 minutes. He can start a quarter, end a quarter.
Yep.
And Cal Currick, Russ can set down a little bit. So I think by having those four strong guards, I think we put ourselves in a better position of those guys not having to go out and face a 22-year-old for 40 minutes. So hopefully that works out for those guys. But, hey, leave that weight alone. That ain't worth it. All of us are not built for prison. If you ain't, I can't braid hair, and I ain't got a lot of skills in prison. So right. I'm just gonna leave that alone. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, say I'm low value prison guy. It's like no.
Problem is, I think I got some assets that might make me rather valuable in prison, but I'm not sure I'm gonna be. Thrilled about him.
Who do we have? Dana?
Dana, yeah.
Dana, fire away.
Ooh-wee. A5. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, how much of this financial flower and bricks are we talking about here?
$4 million worth.
Okay, here's the logistic problem here. That's a lot of bricks. That's a lot of bricks. The minute you call someone other than the authorities to let them know where it is, you become a co-conspirator.
Oh, no doubt about that.
The minute you pick it up, you become
possession.
You become a trafficker, okay? So you can't touch it, and you can't call anyone other than it. It's a dodge, man. There's no win in that. And then even if you get
$4 million is the win.
It's not a win, because the minute you get it off the beach, guess who else is going to be paying attention to you? Cartels, because you just became a mover of major weight. Let's be all the way honest, man. You lose at this, no matter how you look at it.
You sell it slow?
I mean, you can break it down. You can step on it a few times to make a lot of money.
Oh, and you're stepping on it now? You're trying to turn that 4 to 8?
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's so many different ways to screw this up. Like, I'm like everyone else, man. Stay away from it. Do it the right way, man.
What you gonna cut it with Arm & Hammer or Similac?
You're giving away too much on the air, five.
All right. Appreciate the call. Right, yeah. What are we actually cutting? What's our cutting ages now? Are we doing? Look, we doing 70-30?
We're past the craziness of the 80s, so I don't think they're doing it with bleach anymore.
What was the club 54?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Just go find Rick James. Maben. Come on in, my boy. Hey, Rick.
Do you take enough for just personal use? Like just a little.
Baby. Excellent.
Excellent. Listen,
play us out right now because we got some way too much criminal conspiracy combo going on. No, you call the police immediately, guys.
Obviously.
Guys, you call the police immediately. Everybody knows. Just leave that stuff alone. 70 pounds. It's a lot of money.
Okay, there's like...
And you're never going to get the chance again. You know that, right?
There's 8 police outside right now, like, since we've been talking about this. I think that's God's way of saying you're too stupid to...
Gold medal flower? Thought he had cane, but it was gold medal. 93 Knoxville.